We won't have a result on the case for airport expansion by the time a new government is chosen on May the 7th. The Howard Davies report is not due to publish any recommendations on expansion until the end of the month. It was hoped that some recommendations would be published last autumn, but Sir Howard was instructed by the coalition to delay his findings until after the election. In Richmond Park, the subject is still a hot potato. Anti-expansion campaigners will tell you that the preferred choice for expansion is at Gatwick. Broadly speaking, landing noise affects Richmond, Kew, East Sheen, Barnes and St Margaret's, whereas takeoff noise affects Twickenham, Teddington, Witton, Hampton, Hampton Wick and Kingston. They suffer because they lie due east of both the northern and southern runways at Heathrow. These runways are used by all arriving or landing aircraft on days when the wind is westerly or southwesterly, or indeed when there's no wind at all. Since the prevailing wind in the UK is westerly, this accounts for around 75% of the year. Conservative candidate Zach Goldsmith won the Richmond Park seat at the last election, controversially taking it from the Lib Dems for the first time since it was created in 1997. Many feel Mr Goldsmith won the seat on his promise to stop expansion at the airport. He says he had hoped the expansion argument would be off the table by now, 5 years after he was elected, but he will eventually put a stop to it.
Heathrow has taken up a disproportionate amount of my time as an MP, and I wish that wasn't the case. I'm still as confident today that we will win this campaign as I was 5 years ago. And I can't pretend it's fun. It's a bore for me, it's a bore for campaigners, for councillors, for people affected by aircraft noise in West London, that we're going to have to fight so hard on this issue. But we are, and this is really the defining battle. Once this is over, that's it. It's not going to come back again. This is decision time.
The Lib Dems are hoping to reclaim the seat under new candidate Robin Meltzer. He says although he and Mr Goldsmith are ultimately working together to stop expansion, he claims Mr Goldsmith has been unable to influence his own party in the right way. Mr Meltzer denies that despite two local Lib Dems holding prominent positions in government, Vince Cable as Business Secretary and Ed Davey as Energy Secretary, it's the Lib Dems who are lacking the influence.
If there hadn't been the Liberal Democrats in the government, there'd be construction plans going on right now. By kicking it into the long grass, we've done the anti-expansion campaign a service. It's frustrating that we're still having to have this argument. That's not because of the Liberal Democrats. We've held firm and we'll continue to hold firm. It's very interesting because there's debate within my party, like there is within every party, about where to expand. But I think it's genuinely fair to say that my party's the only one, the Liberal Democrats, that starts from the basis that wherever we must expand and whenever we must expand, it must never be at Heathrow.
Back Heathrow claims 85,000 people have signed up to their campaign in just 18 months. Opponents will, however, say this is money-driven because expanding Heathrow could create 38,000 new jobs in the area. Andre Fries is hoping Richmond Park could turn green. She denies we even need to enlarge airport capacity and says the move shouldn't be business-driven.
Everyone assumes that we need expansion because that's what we're told. We don't need expansion. We cannot have expansion because of the planet. So what we would be to invest in public transport, in trains, in buses, in our underground, and we would look at that as being an alternative option. Short-haul flights within the UK are going to have to be limited at some point. A lot of the business case for the expansion of Heathrow and Gatwick is to do with it being a hub airport, and it's to do with being a competitor to Charles de Gaulle and the other airports in Europe. That is a very business model, and the Green Party does not always see eye to eye with the business needs.
And then we come to Labour, the party which rarely does well in Richmond Park. That hasn't stopped Sachin Patel on the campaign trail. However, he's the only candidate who says he's undecided on which direction Heathrow should take.
I'm not making a full decision until I see that final review, because if it's going to be good for the economy, it's going to be good for jobs, then it should be a good thing. But we cannot, and I underline the statement, we cannot have the environment as a cost of it. So we can't increase noise pollution. We can't increase air pollution. We need to make sure that we are taking care of these things. At the end of the day, we live in London, and London is a massive, massive pollution city. We need to make sure we're being more environmentally friendly. So that's one thing that we need to definitely take into account before we do anything else.
It's Sam Nasser's first election. She's standing for UKIP. She feels, like her party, expansion is needed, but it can't be at Heathrow.
I think negotiations can be done within Gatwick. I think it's wiser to have it there instead of having it in Heathrow. And again, you know, a lot of people like myself are affected. I think we should be listening to the local people, and that's what UKIP is about, is actually giving power back to the people and understanding and listening to them and achieving their goals.
It's too close to call who will be able to form a government at this year's general election, but in Richmond Park it's clear the emotive subject of Heathrow expansion is one that will keep raging on long after the last ballot paper has been crossed.